It's the after show.
Yeah, Nikki. Oh, no, we got to do it again.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
It's the after show.
There you go. See, you guys like that. It works, doesn't it?
It's kind of lame.
It's silly. The whole thing is lame. What are you talking about?
The whole idea is lame.
It's lame.
Oh, because I didn't think of it. So it's lame.
So it turns out macaroni and cheese, which I always thought was what I call food from American, it did come from Italy. You know who brought it over here?
Who? Your relatives.
Thomas Jefferson. He brought the recipe back. We take macaroni and cheese. Hell of a recipe. But I will say, listen, when I have macaroni and cheese, it's not Kraft. Okay, when my wife makes it, yes, it's Kraft macaroni and cheese.
I made it last night. It was Kraft.
With the fake powder stuff?
Yeah,
use the powder stuff?
Good, yeah.
What is in there? What is that powder stuff?
I don't care.
It's not cheese.
Well,
it's cheese.
It's a form of cheese.
It's processed cheese food.
Yeah.
Stop it. It is?
Yes. It's not really cheese.
Ew.
Check the stuff.
But it says real cheese on the box, Tony.
Right. It says real cheese. And I'm sure there's
a powdered form.
Right. I'm sure there's a legal thing there that if you have, you know, like, two-thirds of 1% of cheese, you can call it real cheese. Maybe it is. Check them out. But all I'm saying is what you should use, if you're going to use, you know, really good macaroni, some pasta, okay, and then get all sorts of different Italian cheeses and put it in. It just tastes so much better. It tastes so much better.
You could get the box of Velveeta and inside, no, not like the shells and Velveeta, but the Velveeta cheese.
That's what I'm saying. Velveeta cheese.
The big block.
It's like the hot dogs of cheese.
And inside, it has the best recipe for... It's like a down-home mac and cheese. It's so good.
Right,
I've made it.
All right, I'll try that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Give me.
When you do cheese, grilled cheese sandwiches, do you use American cheese?
Nice craft.
Cheddar. Yeah. I use cheddar cheese.
Cheddar's good.
I use American.
I like Swiss, and sometimes even provolone.
Oh, yummy.
I don't do that.
Give it a little boom.
Or pepper jack.
Ooh, there you go, Nick. Pepper jack. I didn't think of
that. Spice to your life.
See? Yeah. Bam. What's his name? What's his guy? What's that?
Emerald.
Emerald. Bam.
Pepper Emerald.
Whatever happened to him?
He's got a TV show on every day.
Oh, he does.
I think he also has like a line of...
He's got a line of
cookingware or
yes.
something.
He's got one of those ovens. It's like $300-$400. It does everything.
Emerald Lagasse.
Yeah, my uncle
it does everything.
It's like a...
It's like a panini fryer.
Yeah,
it's like
stuff.
An air fryer.
Air fryer,
thing.
I think. Yeah.
Really,
do you guys like the air fryers?
I haven't used it yet.
I'm too cheap. I don't have one.
Oh, I had one. I gave it away. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No. But I think I had like the first world version.
Because like I want to try it. Is it basically like those big toasters?
That's what they say, but my cheese sticks didn't turn out right. They tasted too
cheesy?
Airy.
Oh,
airy.
Could it be operator air?
You need more grease with the cheese sticks.
You too.
You need more
You
grease.
Can't have air with the cheese sticks.
Hmm.
But they say other stuff tastes good in those. But I gave it away because I didn't like it.
You gave it away?
It was a Christmas present from my mother-in-law.
Oh, gosh. May she rest in peace.
Jason gave it away. I didn't give it away.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. All right, let's change the subject.
Okay. Do you guys know who Catherine Hahn is?
No.
TV star, movie star. She's been in a... That's the thing. Once you see her face, you know who she is, but you don't know her name. She's going to be starring in the Joan Rivers story. She's going to play Joan Rivers.
Oh, yeah. When I see her face, you know who she is when you see her. She'll be great.
Yeah.
Okay, Catherine Hahn?
Yeah.
Catherine Hahn is Dean Martin's ex-wife.
No.
So
who is this you speak of?
That's a different Catherine Hahn.
How do you spell the last name?
H-A-H-N, because Catherine Hahn, she's only in her 30s, maybe 40s.
Oh, okay, yeah, she's been in some comedies and stuff.
Yeah, she's terrific. Yeah. And people will know her once you see her. But
when she's just got to see her. She's not one of those you recognize,
if you watched WandaVision, she played the next-door neighbor.
She's in Bad Moms, We're the Millers, Step Brothers.
Everything. She's in everything.
Parks and Rec.
Yes, right.
I love Step Brothers.
I can't believe Joan Rivers died in 2014, 7 years ago.
Right? Oh,
jeez.
Wow.
Yeah. That's interesting.
That's crazy.
And then Elizabeth Banks, who I love.
Yep, love her.
Oh, yeah, me too. She's gorgeous.
She's going to produce a sitcom at Peacock, Pitch Perfect.
Ooh, I like.
So she did the movies, right? Perfect Pitch.
Yeah.
So they're now making it a series.
She's just gorgeous and funny.
She's everything. She's perfect.
Right?
She's funnier than hell. She's beautiful and she's intelligent. She's done. She directs. She executive produces. She does everything.
So you said beautiful, intelligent, gorgeous. We know somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Silence.
It's you, Nikki.
Oh my gosh, stop it. You cry, girl. You cry.
We love you, Nikki. We love you.
Oh, you are all so those sweet things. We could just be talking about you.
You're so sweet, Lester. Oh my goodness.
So, let me ask you this, Nikki, since you moved in with your new husband and family and all that stuff. Because you didn't have internet last time at your own house because you're so damn cheap. Do you have internet now?
We have internet.
Hey. You have to.
Yes. Yes, we have to have internet. We have Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You have
Disney Plus? You should get Disney Plus.
We have Disney Plus.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah.
Then watch WandaVision. You'll love it.
Really? It's kind of weird, isn't it?
It is weird, but you'll love it. And Nikki, it's so good. It's so well done.
You won't always love what Tony tells you to love.
You'll like this one.
Well, you know, I feel like I started watching it, and I was like, what the Sam? You know?
Just give it a couple of episodes.
Okay.
Every episode is different. What it is they use television through the ages. So the first episode is 1950s. The second episode is the 60s. They go to the 70s. And all the techniques, that's why you'll like it, all the techniques they use to make it look like the 60s and 50s and 70s. I mean, they do so perfectly.
Wow.
Okay, and since you're in television, you'll get it.
It has 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Is anyone watching the Monica Lewinsky?
I'm not.
Oh, my gosh. What's that on?
It's FX. On True.
Oh, True?
No, is it FX? It's one of those.
Are you watching? Is it any
good? It was a three-part series.
Oh, just three parts? That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because that's what they did with O.J. Simpson. They did all that.
Okay.
The first one was very boring and drawn out.
Yeah.
The second one last week was better, and then now I have to watch the third one, and I'll tell you tomorrow.
Because I was watching something on Apple Plus called For All Mankind, and it's basically a space thing, and what if the Russians had made it to the moon first, right? That was the premise. And it was so boring. I was like, they actually made space boring.
Huh? Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. Well, there's some of those Netflix shows. I don't know if you've done it. Like, you start watching, and you go, okay.
Yeah.
It just draws it out too much.
Yeah. They try to fill too much.
Yeah.
Sort of like this podcast. Okay. So.
Okay.
I know you're not talking about me or Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
Goodness.
End of story. End of line.
Yes.
I mean,
peace,
I guess.
Love, Dove. Love you all.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.